Please be seated. During Holy Week, we are on a holy journey. And we come to this journey and begin exactly where we are, exactly where we find ourselves this year. We set out just as we are emotionally, psychically, spiritually, and physically. And we set out to walk with Jesus, journeying with him to the upper room of the Last Supper, on to the Garden of Gethsemane, to the cross, and to the tomb of burial and of resurrection. But the important thing about this journey is it's not just about the past. This is not about nostalgia. For whenever we gather at this altar and celebrate the Eucharist, we are in God's time. Past, present, future are all caught up in this moment. And so we not only look back in time to the literal last days of Jesus' earthly life and ministry, but we also are in this present, this moment, when we are walking with Jesus, when we are journeying with him to death and to life. And so it is that tonight begins the Triduum, that Latin word meaning 3 days. These 3 holy days, which really are one liturgy which stretches across them. And these days, this liturgy, is the heart of our liturgical year. It is the center of our lives. These are the days that are all about our salvation and redemption. And these days reveal just the depth, the greatness of God's love made known in Jesus, of the power of God's love over the forces of evil. And so on this night, we gather with Jesus, who gathers in the upper room with his disciples for a last meal. This is the night before his death. And during that meal, Jesus shocks them. He shocks them by getting up, taking off his outer robe, and washing their feet. And Jesus asks them, "Do you know what I have done to you?" I wonder if they could. If they could really understand what was happening. Peter doesn't seem to. He tries to prevent Jesus from doing this. Maybe Peter is scandalized. Scandalized by Jesus humbling himself in this way. Uncomfortable with Jesus' act of servanthood. In the first century, the washing of feet was a sign of hospitality, but it typically was done by a person of lower status. Ideally, a servant or even a slave. Peter knows this. Peter knows that Jesus, as teacher, as rabbi, is not supposed to be the one washing their feet according to the rules of this world. Jesus washing his disciples' feet turns upside down the power structures of this world, and in turn reveals the depth of Jesus' love for humanity and clearly shows Jesus' priorities. Jesus, not only that night, and I'm always struck by this, not only that night does Jesus wash the feet of those who are at table with him, he washes even the feet of Judas, who will betray him. And in the process, Jesus teaches his followers something important. "You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." Jesus sets an example and calls us to do likewise, calls us to follow him in washing one another's feet. In our time, of course, it's not typical to have our feet washed, is it? Foot washing may have been common in the past, but it certainly is not for us. But it is indeed an act of service. It is an act that's all about doing something for someone else. And in that way, it is such a clear sign of Jesus' love, of his life of servanthood. To wash the feet of someone is to act for their benefit, for their care, their well-being. It's an act of humility. It shows the love that Jesus has for his followers and how he calls us to emulate him. And so tonight we are invited to let down our boundaries, to allow Jesus to care for us while ministering through the touch of another person. We're invited to open ourselves to the loving act of having our feet washed, to the humble servanthood, which is the way of Jesus. It may be that this expression of intimate love by our Savior shocks us too. Maybe like Peter, we might prefer if Jesus didn't do that, get down on the floor and wash our feet. But the way of Jesus turns upside down the ways of our world, and his humility can be disorienting to us. And so it is this night that in a few moments you will be invited to participate in the foot washing by removing your shoes, coming forward to a chair that will be placed in front of the altar, and there to allow your feet to be washed, and in turn to wash the feet of another person. And whoever is the last person to come up, I ask that they will wash my feet, please. Now, of course, no one must participate in this foot washing, but you are invited. You're invited to enter into its intimacy and even to embrace if it feels uncomfortable. The tender intimacy of this night can be challenging as Jesus ushers in a new order. And at the heart of this new order of Jesus is the new commandment. In Latin, mandatum, the Latin word from which we get mandi, how we name this day. And that mandatum, that mandate that Jesus gives, is that we love one another as he loves us. This love finds meaning and expression in Jesus, who does not seek his own greatness or power or honor, whose love is so great that Jesus washes the feet of everyone, even those who betray him, who deny him, who will in a few hours abandon him. Jesus even loves so much that tomorrow he will die on the cross for all people. And Jesus shows us his great love by giving us the gift of his abiding presence in the bread and wine of the Eucharist, giving us the gift of his body and blood, that heavenly food for our earthly pilgrimage. Jesus with us every time we gather at this altar, as surely as Jesus was present at that Last Supper, giving his body and blood, the bread and wine, to strengthen and nourish and form his people into his body on earth. And so tonight Jesus says to us, to you and to me, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. I don't need to tell you how desperately this world needs the love of God made known in Jesus. And so let us come before Jesus tonight, just as we are, wherever we find our place, just ourselves, just in the place where we are this night. whatever we're feeling, and accept the intimacy of Jesus' love. To serve and serve others as Jesus does, and through him, allowing ourselves to be transformed into his people, his body on earth, a people who love everyone without limits, who go forth in the name of Christ to serve all people, to spread the love of God in this broken, hurting, and fractured world. And so let us come before Jesus this night and be formed into his loving people, people who live not for ourselves but for others, people who die to self that we might rise to life eternal. And in the midst of the suffering and the oppression, the greed and the hatred and all the violence of this world, may people look at us, Christ's body in the world, at how we live, at how we speak, at how we treat one another, and know by seeing us that we follow Jesus by the great love that we embody. Amen.